Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. Kick off your personal injury claim at hampsonhughes.com.
The Radio City Sport Everton Matchbook. Pre-match.
I know really well that this team got an incredible character. I think losing 8-0, you could lose a game like that, but then is the reaction towards it. And they had a very positive performance against Arsenal. Then they won against Crystal Palace. This team has got a real character.
And a very warm Sunday afternoon welcome to you from the northeast of England. Sunderland has proved a relatively happy hunting ground of late for Everton, who've lost just one of their last 10 games here. Today, they're looking for a third away win of the season. Sunderland are aiming for their third victory of the campaign, having secured their second at Crystal Palace last Monday night. Today's teams both show three changes from their last outing. Everton leave Hibbert, Osman and Naismith on the bench today. Coleman, Barkley and Eto come in. So Tim Howard starting in goal as always. A back four of Coleman, Jagielka, Distant and Baines. In front of them, McCarthy and Barry. Then McGeady, Barkley and Eto, with Romelu Lukaku leading the attack. Sunderland have Pantilimon in goal, Virginie, O'Shea, Brown and Revier across the back, Bridcut in front of them, Johnson, Larson, Gomez and Wickham across the midfield, and Fletcher up front. All set then in the northeast for this 1:30 kickoff. Lee Mason from Lancashire is our referee. Last Everton match, incidentally, was up in the northeast. That excellent 3-0 win at Newcastle back in late March. If Everton can replicate that, they'll be delighted this afternoon.
Just looking at it, out, I know it's just lining up for the kick-off. Looks like Ross Barkley made his way to the left-hand side. And we talked about it before the game downstairs. You know, what would he do? Does he go straight 4-4-2 and match up with what Sunderland, I think, are going to do? Or does he just play his 4-2-3-1? But at the moment, it looks like Ross Barkley on the left, McGeady on the right, and Barry McCarthy in the middle. But Eto and Lukaku up top.
There is referee Lee Mason's whistle to get us underway here at the Stadium of Light. Sunderland kicking off. Everton defending the goal away to our right, and McCarthy giving the ball away immediately. Then Everton picked up possession, and Sunderland deliver one into the penalty area, which is flicked by Adam Johnson to pull back into the 18-yard box, and away by Everton, who are immediately under a bit of pressure here as this ball is whipped in and defended by Baines, and in the end it will be a corner, defended by Coleman, I should say, and a corner for Sunderland.
Well, really sloppy start from Everton, you know, on two occasions. McCarthy had the ball and he gave it away, and then obviously, you know, Phil Jagielka with a weak header there, you know, given the first opportunity for Sunderland. Got to defend this corner, you know, they're decent in the air, they've got Connor Wickham, they've got Fletcher, they've got Brown is up there, O'Shea will be up there, so we've got to make sure we're marking nobody on the post.
Yeah, corner Sunderland inside the opening minute on the Sunderland left, delivered in and flicked towards the far post, and the header in the end was well, narrowly wide, shall we say, of Howard's left hand post.
Well, it was Connor Wickham who won the first header at the near post, and he's flicked it across, but Stephen Fletcher is in acres of space on the back post with nobody marking him. Just pulled away from his marker.
Yeah, couldn't quite get there to get on the end of Wickham's initial header. And a goal kick is the result, which Tim Howard takes out towards the left-hand side. And Ross Barkley just chested into the Sunderland half. And Liam Bridcut is there to steer the ball back to Wes Brown, who advances towards the halfway line and plays one out eventually towards that left-hand side, and Connor Wickham picks up possession for Sunderland and then drills it straight into Samuel Eto. Ball breaks Everton's way. Lukaku finds Barkley. Barkley sent one forward. I think he was looking for McGeady there, but it was well overhit.
Yeah, it was that pass from Ross Barkley there. A mistake by Sunderland, giving us the opportunity. Just needed more care with his pass. But just looking at the formation now, it's Eto who's just dropped in behind Lukaku.
The game.
Gareth Barry just holds off the challenge of Johnson. Now Samuel Eto, just 10 yards or so inside the Sunderland half, in a very central position, plays a 1-2 with Lukaku, goes back to Lukaku, back to Eto. This is brilliant. It would have been an absolutely sensational goal after the exchange of passes between the two. There were two 1-2s between Lukaku and Eto, and in the end his shot is over.
Fantastic. 1-1-2, two 1-2s, goes to Eto. He'll be disappointed, Ali's just at the edge of the box. It's a good ball first into So Lukaku goes again, gets to the edge of the box and just screws his shot wide. For Sunderland, a little bit worrying for them, the fact that they carved through the centre of that defence. Good play from Lukaku and Etu.
Second Sunderland corner of the afternoon. We're approaching 5 minutes. It's goalless at the Stadium of Light. This is Radio City Sport bringing you full live coverage, of course, of the Blues. Corner swung into the six-yard box, just on the edge of it, and the header onto the roof of the net. Income again with the header and just over the crossbar of Tim Howard.
Well, that's worrying. It's the second corner coming in. And I think he gets away from Gareth Barry, just gets in between Gareth Barry and Seamus Coleman. And he just can't get enough direction on his header.
It's a bad tackle on Gareth Barry there. Fortunately, he doesn't see yellow there. Some discomfort there, Gareth Barry. A few fitness doubts before the game, yeah. And it looks as if it's another knock on the shin. You know, it's a rash challenge.
Yeah, referee just calling for the physio.
Yeah, it's a high challenge as well. It's
Gomez, is it, who caught him?
Oh, it's a nasty challenge. Really nasty challenge. He's booked him now. He's booked him now, quite rightly so.
Why do referees take so long to book a play? Do you think they get a word in the ear from the fourth official, Graham?
He might have done on that occasion. You just never know, but... Oh, no attempt for the ball, and it's a really dangerous tackle there.
Jordi Gomez, who came to Sunderland on a free from Wigan in the summer. Certainly know Roberto Martinez well enough, having been down at Swansea as well prior to that.
He's struggling. He's coming off a stretcher.
Gareth Barry is... not going to play any further part in this game. As Graham mentioned just moments ago, he was an injury doubt coming into it, something we were discussing in the car on the way up. Would he take part today? Well, he'd recovered sufficiently, but within 10 minutes, Gareth Barry
looks serious,
struggling big time.
That was a high tackle. It's an obvious discomfort here.
Yeah, and it's Darren Gibson who's been told to get ready here. So an opportunity beckons for Darren Gibson, fully recovered from injury that has blighted his previous 12 months. And Gareth Barry is the unfortunate victim today. And Darren Gibson is going to come on for Everton for what will be his 50th appearance in a blue jersey. Only his seventh appearance of this season, and five of those now have come as a substitute, so real concern for Gareth Barry at the moment. He's not off the field at the moment, he's just got on to the stretcher.
I think I don't want to guess, but I think it's a serious one. He's strapping his leg up as well.
You know, it should be reiterated that we are a long way from the action here, so difficult to tell entirely the extent of the injury to Gareth Barry. Okay, we've got a TV monitor, but he's certainly got his right leg strapped, and that could be problematic as far as Everton are concerned over the course of the next few weeks.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I think that looks longer than that. I hope I'm wrong.
Gibson for McGeady. Now Samuel Eto'o. Showed Mr. Seamus Coleman on the touchline on the right-hand side. Into McGeady, just down the right edge of the 18-yard box, whips one into
That's
the penalty
area.
Well, it dissected defenders and goalkeeper, but no Everton player able to get on the end of it.
That's a fabulous ball from McGeady. You know, you want one of your centre-forwards to get in there.
Well, they played a couple
it's
of decent balls in on
Yeah, it's only Thursday. Lukaku's in there.
Yeah.
It's a great ball right across the six-yard box.
Sunderland have it. Pridcut plays it back to the goalkeeper. And Pantilimon's clearance
and ball
arrives at the chest of Conor Wickham, says the referee. Now Bridcut playing it forward to the fullback Reviere, who's got forward down that left-hand side. First time ball in, really, and Gibson gets it away only as far as Gomez. Gomez goes
That's
to ground. I think he's going to get booked here for diving.
Yes.
Yeah, the referee plays on. Gomez went round Jagielka and then fell to the ground.
Yeah, that's a yellow card. So he's off. He's off.
Yeah, he's already been booked. Here's Barkley for Lukaku. Lukaku's header straight into the arms of goalkeeper. I think the referee's bottled this. I don't think he's going to book Gomez, but if he's dived,
well,
simulation is a yellow card, isn't it?
He should be off here, because he's... I don't see where the ball goes out here. The next time the ball goes out, because he's dived, he's looking for a penalty. The referee waved that away. He went to stop it.
Yes.
And then said, because Everton had the ball. So I think he's...
He should be a second yellow card. He should be off here.
I think he realised once he was going to stop the game here, because he goes, you can see the referee, we're just going to replay on the monitor. He goes to stop the game, then sees it's Gomez and doesn't play on. Everton made their way forward and had a header from Lukaku, saved comfortably enough by Pantilimon in the end, but I think he's got away with it there. Now Revier for Sebastian Larsson. Sunderland with a little spell of possession. Forward from Larsson for Connor Wickham, trying to hold off the challenge of Coleman. Now Yordi Gomez plays it through for Revier. Cut back by Johnson, I think it was, in the end. And it's away by Everton. Was Revier's ball into the penalty area, and Everton got away with that.
Yeah, but sloppy play from Everton. And it just Dan Gibson caught with Larsson as he just looked again. I'm not too sure whether Everton players are around Mason now, the referee, to see what's going on before.
Yeah, I think you're right, Graham.
But again, Samuel Eto'o, as it goes to sleep, allows the winger in behind him, and it's good play from distance.
Ball cleared by Sunderland as far as Leighton Baines. Baines for Samuel Eto'o. Eto'o for McCarthy. McCarthy out to the right for Coleman. Coleman for McGeady. McGeady outside the penalty has a crack at goal!
Oh. Oh,
not too far wide. Well, Pantilimon was flying across to his right-hand side. McGeady's left-footed effort in the end wide of the right-hand post.
Yeah, just stood off him, allowed him to come on. Yeah, he's kind of went across with his left foot. He's having a look at right behind the goal here. Swerves, it's going in and it just...
Not too far away.
No, decent strike from McGeady.
Here comes Barkley for Everton. A driving run forward by Ross Barkley. He's played in McGeady. McGeady cuts it back. Barkley's shot blocked inside the penalty area. Real chance for Everton, who've won the ball back. But the referee has penalised them inside the 18-yard box. That was a good chance for Everton.
The referee, to me, is having a nightmare. Great run from Ross Barkley. Shot was blocked. But as the ball comes across, McGeady's won the sliding tackle. Great run. Plays the ball out to McGeady. McGeady cuts it back. Shot's blocked, but McGeady now goes for the ball. He's won the ball, and he's given a free kick. Said before the game, I thought he's one of the better referees, but he's made some strange decisions today. But that's better from Ross Barkley.
Yeah, that's what we want to see more of from Ross Barkley. Now Everton with defending to do, and Baines calmly inside his penalty. He gives it to Gibson, who's lost possession to Larsson. Now Gomez, saved by Howard, and that will be a corner for Sunderland. And Everton have got away with dwelling on the ball inside their own penalty area. Darren Gibson, the guilty man.
Well, he's just got to put his foot through it. It's as simple as that. There's nothing wrong with that, but try to be too clever. Try to take a touch in your own box. Two touches, he's robbed. Oh, so the ball's here. Howard saved by his foot. But again, it's of our own making. Darren Gibson thankful for Tim Howard.
Grid cut for Johnson. Larsson. Larsson's ball forward will be Jagielka's. Oh, they're desperate, the Sunderland fans, aren't they? Appealing for everything. Yeah. Thought that Jagielka had handball that. No chance. McGeady's ball forward. McCarthy down the right-hand side for Everton. Maybe an opportunity here. McCarthy's got support. Pulls it outside of the box for Eto'o. Eto'o curls one towards goal. It's very, very tame and weak in the end from Eto'o. An easy save for Pantilimon, who's given the ball away, I have to say, and Everton will have another opportunity here. Coleman driving away from Connor Wickham, holding him off, getting a ball into the penalty area, but Wes Brown cuts it out. Now McGeady, back-heeled into the pack of McCarthy. Now Baines, chance maybe to get one into the box. He's pulled it outside of the penalty area for Samuel Eto'o. And Eto'o thinks about a shot, then drills one against Sebastian Larsson. And that is the last action of the first half at the Stadium of Light. Well, it's been a Sunday slumber. It's goalless, not too much to write home about. Eto'o linking up with Lukaku probably produced the best piece of action for Everton in a series of 1-2s, and Barkley's seen a shot blocked after McGeady laid one into his path. The biggest talking point may be the withdrawal of Gareth Barry, who was forced off injured after 10 minutes. Tim Howard hasn't really had a shot to save, just the one from Gomez, which again was of Everton's own making by the mistake from Darren Gibson. Well, the whole game must improve in the second half, but essentially Everton have to step up a gear if they do want the 3 points, Graham.
Well, the 3 points are there for them. It's as simple as that. You know, they've looked dangerous in set pieces, corners especially. But, yeah, and then Fletcher and Wickham are decent up top. But we just look... Is it, I hate to say this, I carry on from Thursday. Thursday shouldn't be, but we just look really, really slow. lacking energy in the final third. Yeah, we're keeping ball, but we're just passing it square. There's no incisive passing in the final third to say, go on Lukaku, there's one in for you, go on Eto'o, there's one in for you. Everything is played in front of Sunderland's back four, so they're happy. They've got O'Shea and Brown, who are, you know, experienced defenders, don't get me wrong, and their organisational skills are very, very good. But they've not had to deal with a ball down the side. Everything's in front of them. You know, there's no, you know, quick, the ball's getting played to McGeady and he's got the beating of the fullback and a couple of crosses into the box. But we need to show more passion, commitment in the final third if we're going to score a goal. You know, we're happy, you know, looking at this game now, and as I said in commentary, if we don't go away from here with 3 points, this is really disappointing, because this isn't a great Sunderland side. Mm. Yeah, they'll have the bits in the game where they'll look strong, especially from set pieces, but apart from that, I just think that we need to up the tempo. We just need to up the tempo a little bit, and we know we can do it. If we go out in the second half and start really, really brightly, we can get one or two goals here and put the game to bed. But the more the game goes on at 0-0, you know, there's more chance of us losing it than winning it, because they'll get set pieces and they'll knock things long. Fletcher's good in the air, he's a good target man. So we need to see it in that final third. Go and get that goal. Go and get that goal. Go and quiet the crowd. Don't give the crowd anything to feed on. Don't give them anything at all. So we get an early goal second half, you know, we can go on and win quite comfortably. But as I've said time and time again this season, in that final third, we're just lacking that little bit of sharpness, that little bit of hunger to go and make things happen.
The Radio City Sport Everton Matchbook. Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. Score up to £2,000 cash advance when your claim's accepted. See website for terms.
Underway at the second half at the Stadium of Light. Everton kicking off and attacking the goal away to our right, defending the goal to our left, where above Tim Howard there are some 3,000 Everton fans, just under, who've made the journey. It's been a disappointing one so far. We'll expect and hope to see a bit more purpose and intensity about Everton in the second half.
Spot on out.
Ball cleared by Pantilimon. Jagielka with a free header towards the halfway line and on by Gibson. Lukaku's got it behind now. He's got a better Wes Brown. He's gone past the goalkeeper. No, he hasn't. Pantilimon is able to take at the feet of Romelu Lukaku. That was probably the best chance of the game for Everton.
Yeah, it was. I just think he took an extra touch. You know, just a bad back passes away from Wes Brown. You're just thinking, go on in, hit it now. Just runs away, just tries to take an extra touch, which allows the goalkeeper to come out. I think his first touch is a little bit heavy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a chance, best chance of the game for Everton.
Here's Wickham. He's held up in possession, and McCarthy can get Everton going here. Samueletto, plenty of blue jerseys forward now. Samueletto for Lukaku, who's on the edge of the penalty area. Lukaku inside the box. He's got past his man, and he's hit the outside of the post. The keeper might have got a touch on it as well. It is a corner for Everton. Well, better from Lukaku, who took his man on inside the penalty area and drilled one left-footed towards goal.
Yeah, good play from Jason McCarthy. And the ball finally gets to Lukaku. That's when he's best. One against one. Just a little step over. Tell you what, it doesn't look a corner from here, but we'll take it.
Well, this might give you a better view, Graham. Different angle on it as Lukaku went past his man.
Still don't think it was a corner.
Doesn't look like the keeper got a touch on it. Off the outside of the post from our vantage point and the replays that we've seen. But we do have a corner which Baines can take into the penalty area towards Samueletto. Just couldn't bring it down under control. Then it wouldn't break for Jagielka. It's cleared by Sunderland, who are looking to hit Everton on the counter. Here's Larson. He has the ball taken from him, but it's a free kick on the halfway line. A foul by McGeady, says referee Lee Mason.
Oh, he's not booking him, is he?
Yes, he is. Howard's ball up towards Samueletto, who's just getting the other side of Virginie. Eto holds on to it, touchline far side. Waits for Baines to go ahead of him. Eto has found Gibson in the end. Virginie now out of position. Gibson with Baines outside of him. Gibson gives it to Baines. Baines crosses first time into the penalty area, onto the head of Lukaku, whose header is saved at the near post by goalkeeper Pantilimon, and it was easy enough in the end. Buckley, the substitute, who's just come on, having a run towards the penalty area, brought down, and a free kick to Sunderland 10 yards outside the box.
Yeah, it's a dangerous situation. It's Leighton Baines, the substitute, just coming on, going across the 18-yard box. I tell you, this is a dangerous one. I'm sure Fletcher will fancy this. Larson will fancy this.
Yeah, it's a definite free kick, and it's a real chance for a strike at goal. And in a game like this, it's something such as a set piece that wins it, Graham,
yeah,
isn't
definitely.
It?
Definitely. You know, it's a stupid foul to concede. know, Roberto Martinez just talked to Stephen Naismith here, but it could be a goal down by the time he comes on.
Yeah, we're certainly going to see the introduction of Stephen Naismith, but first and foremost, Everton have to defend this free kick. Sunderland have this free kick as Tim Howard looks. It's just to Tim Howard's right. Seb Larsson's the obvious favourite, isn't he? Jordi Gomez is over the ball as well, but Larsson is the specialist, I suppose, from this sort of range. He's complaining the wall's not back 10 yards, but certainly looks it to me. And Larsson to try and lift it over the wall and cause Tim Howard a problem. Up he steps, and he has, and he's bettered over the wall, low in the end, to the right of Tim Howard. Sebastian Larsson breaks the deadlock in this Sunday slumber of a game at the Stadium of Lights. Really, a goal not befitting what has gone before. And with 21 minutes of the second half played, Sunderland lead Everton.
Unbelievable. You give a free kick away and it's up and over. It's not a great free kick. It's not in top corner. You know, it's beats Tim Howard down to the right-hand side. You know, it's a poor, poor goal to give away. And we talk about, you know, don't give them the crowd anything to hang on to. It's been a poor performance from Everton. Find themselves a goal down now. They need a reaction.
Now Sylvain Distan for Everton, left of the centre circle, just over the halfway line. Played to Leighton Baines outside of him. Baines in for Naismith. Naismith to Gibson. Now Baines again on that far side. Into Naismith, laid off for Barkley. Barkley just held up, but the ball breaks back for Darren Gibson to collect for Everton. As they build again with McCarthy finding Samuel Eto'o. Eto'o, 15 yards outside the penalty area. Playing one through for Coleman, he's in here. Coleman's fouled, that's
penalty,
a penalty.
Yes, penalty.
Everton have a chance to equalise from the penalty spot.
I don't think it was. But I tell you what a great ball from Eto'o and what a fantastic run from Seamus Coleman. He comes inside, I think the defender gets a touch on the ball first. You know, and I tell you, he's off, he should be off here, he's in and goal.
It's a goal Coleman. Scoring opportunity. Yeah. And he was brought down when he was going to get a shot in on goal.
It's a great ball from Eto'o. It's a great run. Oh, it's a penalty. Conor Wickham, he's off. Got to be off.
Well, it's a goal-scoring opportunity, isn't it? And it's a forwards challenge inside the penalty area. What is the referee going to do here?
What's the referee going to the linesman for? He's got no reason to go to the linesman. It's his decision. What's the linesman going to say?
Well, he's already made one or two, to say the least, wrong decisions today.
He's made the decision.
Lee Mason has gone across to talk to the assistant on this near side, and the referee is pointed to the penalty spot. Yeah. There's no question. I don't know what he's gone to talk to the assistant about.
But he's got to send him. Surely he's got to send or book the fella.
I haven't even seen a yellow card produced as yet, Graham.
He's got to send him off. He's forgotten all about that. Was it Conor Wickham with the challenge? He's walking away here sheepishly. The referee's not even...
No. Well, Leighton Baines is patiently waiting by the penalty spot.
He's got to go with Conor Wickham, surely.
Yeah, he's coming over now,
no,
is he?
No, nope. That's ridiculous.
Well, there's not even a yellow card being shown.
That's ridiculous.
Leighton Baines to step up from 12 yards to get Everton level. 75 minutes have elapsed here at the Stadium of Light. And Everton, having gone behind on 67 minutes, have a chance to equalise from the penalty spot. Up step Baines, and he gets it under the goalkeeper to equalise. Everton a level. The keeper went the right way. Wasn't a great penalty from Baines, but it went under the body of Kostel Pantilimon, and Leighton Baines has got his third of the season, and that is Everton level at 1-1.
Well, he drills it down the middle and the goalkeeper dives over it. Hey, listen, we'll take it all day long, but not happy with the referee. The Sunderland fans are booing. It's a penalty, but more importantly, he doesn't even show Conor Wickham a card. You know, we talk about, we don't want to see people getting sent off, but he's been poor in two occasions today where Sunderland really should be down to nine men.
Ball's broken for Sunderland and Jack Rodwell here. Rodwell towards the penalty area, then plays it across to bring in Fagini. Now Buckley with a left-footed ball to the edge of the box for Rodwell, whose shot is blocked on the edge of the penalty area. And ball not clear yet as far as Everton are concerned. Cut back inside the six-yard box and away by Leighton Baines. Good defending.
Oh, it's a good chance for Sunderland. As you see, watching Leighton Baines was here.
Tim Howard drops on the ball on the edge of his penalty area and claims he didn't handle it. And Sunderland are furious.
I didn't see James McCarthy's down injured at the moment. Roberto's telling him to get up. Didn't see that, Alan. Sorry, I missed that.
Well, I think we'll get a replay on our monitor, but Tim Howard was waiting for the ball to go back into his 18-yard box so he could gather, and it didn't carry enough pace, and in the end, he just lays on the ball with his chest, doesn't actually touch his hands.
No.
Free kick here, halfway line. Sebastian Larsson takes, lumps it into the penalty area. Plenty of bodies inside the 18-yard box, cleared by Everton. Sent back in by Riviere. Cleared by Everton once more as far as Buckley down that right-hand side. He's played into the path of Bridcut. Bridcut's cross towards Wes Brown. Wes Brown's header hooked off the line and over the crossbar and behind for a Sunderland corner.
Oh, James McCarthy,
McCarthy stopped. Yeah. He's in the right place once more. Yeah. James McCarthy from Wes Brown's header.
He's struggling big time, McCarthy. But what's could be a game saver that.
Yeah. Not sure Howard would have got it.
No. Nope.
And the score stays at one apiece.
And he's really struggling, McCarthy.
And to add to the injury to Barry, that could be a concern. Corner, Sunderland, Larsson whips it in. Howard comes for it away to the edge of the penalty area, wrapped back in by Riviere, but it's going to go out for a throw-in on the far side. Ball played back by John O'Shea to the edge of the Everton penalty area, flicked on by Wickham. Away by Distan, just outside the box. Samueletto helps it onto a blue jersey in the shape of Coleman as Everton come forward, maybe for the last time in this game.
Go on, son.
Coleman brushes past Liam Bridcut. Coleman up to the edge of the penalty. He's gone past another. He puts one into the box. It's blocked and it's a corner. Sebastian Larsson eventually getting in the way after Coleman skipped past Bridcut and Riviere.
This is brilliant play from Seamus Coleman. Gets us a corner. Could this be it? Set piece, go and score the winning goal, but it's all credit to Seamus Coleman. Fantastic run.
This could well be the final act of the game. An Everton corner, right hand side. Baines to take, left footed. Sunderland with every man defending, as you'd expect. The game poised at one apiece.
He's more likely the referee now. As the ball goes in, he'll give a free kick.
Yep. There's been a bit of pushing, a bit of grappling inside the penalty area, and this corner's going to be delivered by Leighton Baines. Into the box, headed away. That is it. The full-time whistle blows. It is just a point apiece for Sunderland and Everton. A fifth draw of the season for the Blues, who went behind on 67 minutes via the Sebastian Larsson free kick, which was lifted over the defensive wall to the annoyance of Tim Howard, who couldn't get there to keep it out. But Everton responded and got themselves level on 76 minutes after Seamus Coleman had been brought down inside the penalty area rather crudely by Conor Wickham, who somehow escaped any sort of card. But Baines converted from the penalty spot to give Everton the point in a game that was nothing to write home about, in truth. The first half was dire, to say the least. It certainly improved in the second in terms of incidents and a little bit of intensity, but you'd have to say neither side really did enough to justify taking all 3 points. It was a little bit of a Sunday afternoon snore fest.
Yeah, it's disappointing for me because I think that's a game we should be winning. Yeah, they've been struggling for results. They're a very poor side. You know, I think our best players are the two lads up front, Wickham and Fletcher. I just think overall was poor. We should be doing better. You know, it's our fifth draw, Al. It's really a game we should have won. Referee's getting booed going off. Yeah, quite rightly so, but saying that, for the Sunderland fans, have got to remember they should have been down to 9 men for some of the decisions they made. Leighton Baines just having a word in there. But overall, Everton were disappointing today. I thought they were disappointing. I thought they moved the ball too slowly. Didn't make any or enough inroads into the into the Sunderland defence, didn't really have any chances. Disappointing thing is Gareth Barry's out for a while. The looks thing, and James McCarthy just in front is limping off. So that looks like a bad one there. OK, it's international break. Probably missing Republic's games against Scotland. But you know, that's a disappointing thing today. But overall, I just don't think we were good enough. And I've said it time and time again, the front four is a problem. You know, until we get the front four to be knitting and getting the right personnel in there, we're chopping and changing at times. You know, Ross Barkley came back into, didn't really see a lot of Ross today, made one or two forceful runs, but never really seen enough of him. You know, Etu, nice and bright, tidy at times. Lukaku wasn't in his game. You know, so it's that front four again which is causing us problems. But I just don't think we moved the ball in the final third quick enough. Everything was in front of O'Shea and Brown, and they were happy to see that. As soon as it went behind them, they were always going to be in trouble. I think Lukaku had one instance when they went 1-1 against O'Shea, a little step over and got a shot that hit the woodwork. But again, it's that final third that we're not incisive enough. We're not moving the ball quick enough. We're not putting through balls in for strikers to run on. Lukaku had an opportunity in the second half. He'd be disappointed. His first touch was heavy. But overall, you know, a point's a point away from home. Of course, you accept that. But, you know, if we want to do and emulate what we did last season and better, we need to be turning these points into three. Mm. And that was a disappointment from today, because that was a game I thought all day long we should be winning.
And there is a concern, you've mentioned it, Gareth Barry. We don't know the extent of the injury as yet. James McCarthy hobbled off as well, so we'll try and get some news on that over the course of the next half hour or so, but it doesn't look good. It does give an opportunity to others. Darren Gibson had a chance today, came on after just 10 minutes, so he'll be wanting to press a claim for a starting place on a regular basis.
Well, he'll go away with the Republic. They've got the game in Glasgow on Friday. Which is a big game for them, so hopefully more game time in there. But listen, internationals, internationals, don't bother about that. It's what we do here at the club. Mm-hmm. So Barry's a massive loss for us, and James will have to wait and see before our next game. But again, I just think that we need more from our front players. You know, to you know, I think last year when our success was, we moved the ball quickly in the final third, especially, you know, quick passing, you know, incisive passing. We haven't seen that really this term at all. You know, I know the manager talked about last week, we weren't adding it enough against Swansea, and the same's here. You know, we should be coming here chest puffed out. You know, we're Everton, the way we play, you know, it's really good. I would say, right, fair enough, if they've done a job on us and made it really hard, but they didn't do that today. There was nothing scientific about their tactics. They got the ball forward, Fletcher got a hold of it 9 times out of 10, they could play further up the field, you know, and they looked threatening at times from set pieces. But we need to go out there with arrogance. We're all good players, we can go and play. But
if we're going to challenge for Champions League for football,
but to do that, you've got to go and win the battle. We can't expect it to happen just like that. You've got to go and make sure it happens, you know. And I just think at times we're just passing for the sake of passing's sake, without maybe taking that chance of going thread or through a ball. So that's a disappointing thing, you know. 1-1, looking at it, people say it's a point away from home, but for me, we're better than that. I think we need to take 3 points from these games if we've got to move up the league and got to challenge that top four.
Just give us a motor range man of the match, Graham.
Difficult, you know, but I thought Sylvain Distin coming back in didn't put a foot wrong. But I'm going to give the motor range man of the match his defensive partner, Phil Jagielka, who I thought was outstanding, up against a decent player in Fletcher. But overall, I thought Jags defended well, passed it well. So my motor range man the match goes to Phil Jagielka. Post-match.
We expected to come here and win, if we're being honest. We just were a little bit toothless, you know, up the front end of the pitch. But I suppose it's a good result away from home. It keeps our run going. But we've set our sights higher than that, so a little bit disappointing.
The Radio City Sport Everton Matchbook. Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. A top team to deal with your personal injury claim.